In this episode, I'm going to talk about why. Why do we do this running thing? So stay tuned. Welcome to Martha Runs the World, a podcast about running, fitness, and all things health related. I'm Martha Hughes, your host, and each week I'll introduce a new episode that is of interest to all runners. Why, hello, and welcome to episode 274 of Martha Runs the World. Thank you so much for joining me. I truly appreciate it. I do every week that you tune in. It really means so much to me that you join my little show. I hadn't planned on it, but this week is going to be more personal than I ever expected it to be. As it turns out, I kind of needed it. Maybe you do too, I don't know, but maybe you will in the future, or maybe you had thought about this as well sometime in your past and you can relate. It hits every one of us runners eventually, sometime in our running history. And if you're a runner, you're going to run most of your life, at least. You're going to be doing this for a long time. So it's going to last, and you're going to hit a time when you're going to ask yourself this question: what is your why? Why do we do this whole running thing? This love of ours. It's not a hobby. It's not a sport. It's a way of life. Why do we do this whole thing? Why? Why do we go out there and do this nearly every day? Some of us do it every day, but we do this multiple times a week. We spend hours and hours and hours out there. Why are we doing this? And you may not have an answer to that right now. You may know exactly why you do it, but there's going to be a time where you don't know why. Before last December, my why was pretty easy to answer. I knew exactly why I did it. It made me feel free. Now, not on every run, but I would say maybe every fourth or fifth run, I had that amazing feeling of being free when I ran. Freer than I'd ever been and doing anything else before. Freer than walking, than hiking, than even going out dancing. I felt free when I ran. Like I said, not every time, but I get this amazing feeling of freedom sometimes when I ran. And it was that feeling that I loved. It was so incredible. I love that feeling. And just the amazing feeling of being able to propel myself into something remarkable without any mechanics, without any vehicle, without anything else, just me doing it was why I ran. And it just felt so natural and beautiful. And it was something that reached me back into primal feelings and back into very, very primitive ancestors, I guess. I don't know. But it was such a great feeling. But after my fall, running is not, I don't have that feeling anymore. And of course, I'm just getting back into running. So I'm just starting to get back into that, the good feelings of running. But I also have a little bit of fear. So when I run, I'm not feeling free. I'm trying to get over my fear of falling. So I don't have that feeling of freedom anymore. Will it make me feel free in the future again? I hope so, because that's an incredible feeling, but I'm not there yet. So what is my why now? I'll get to that a little later and talk about what I'm doing to get there. When we start out on our running journeys, everything is pretty much, when we first start out, it's hard and it really hurts. But if we keep going, everything pretty much turns into rainbows and spring flowers and things are amazing because we start going out on the short distances. And if we can get over the hard, the feelings in our legs that it hurts, in our lungs that it hurts. And if we can get past that, we realize how wonderful it is, because we start going longer and longer and longer distances, and we start feeling stronger and stronger. And it just feels so great. And we're so proud of ourselves, and it makes us really happy. So that's why we keep running, because it's such a great, great feeling. We're so pleased with our sweaty and stinky selves. We really are. And it's just so great. And we look forward to every run. But you know, and I know, that this doesn't last. This is short term. And we know that to keep us going longer than just those little gains, we have to have something that keeps us continuing through the not so good times. Life interrupts us. Things come up. Illnesses happen. Work gets in the way. Relationships get in the way. Family. All these things happen. Or we just get bored with running because we're doing the same route, the same distance, the same pace, all that stuff. It just starts to bore us. We get to a place where running just isn't as fun as it used to be. This is when our reasons for running, our why, is so important, and it just has to be there. Why are we doing this? Our reason is the most important thing keeping us out there in the cold, the heat, the rain, the dark of early, early morning, or the dark of nighttime after work, away from family, away from friends and fun events. Well, you know what I'm talking about. But we do this. Our reason for running, our why, is why we turn down that pizza and get a salad instead. We do that? Really? We really do that? I'm joking, of course, because I've done that. I mean, it's not that fun, but sometimes, yeah, you got to do that. We turn down that invitation to go see that band we love so that we can get out the next morning at 5 a.m. for that morning run. We do that too. I've done that. Yeah, priorities. I've had to decide whether am I going to pay for that race or am I going to go see that band. These days, yeah, I'm going to pay for that race. I can go see that band another time. But that race, I got to do that race. When you start out, maybe it's to try something new, do what your friends are doing, lose a few pounds. But then you realize that, hey, I'm onto something. And it morphs into something more than you thought. You thought it was a one-time thing, but you like this new running thing. And that's what I'm talking about today, your why. Why do you keep doing this? If it was just a one-time thing with your friends, but you realize you liked it, what's going to keep you out there when it's tough? What's going to keep you getting out there in the morning at 4 a.m.? What's going to keep you going in that 15-mile training run for the marathon, or that 20-mile training trail run for that 50K? What's going to keep you doing this? Because it's not going to be something small. It has to be a big why. Because how strong your why is in running will determine how much of an effort you'll make to continue running when things get really tough. And they will get really tough. Seriously tough. The reasons why you start running may be completely different than the why that keeps you out there later on.
We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
You may start running to make your children proud, but will that keep you going once they're grown and out of the house? Once they're in their 20s, is that still going to keep you going? Or has your why changed? That's a good question. Maybe now your why has changed to something different. And if you just like doing it, if you just like getting out there to run, if it's just something fun, is that enough to keep you going when it's tough? If you're a recreational runner and you don't race and you just go out and do 3 miles a day, maybe that's enough because it's fun. Maybe that's enough for you because 3 miles isn't that much and that's just something you like to do. Okay, that's cool. But if you want to do something more, if you want to challenge yourself and do more, you're going to have to think of something bigger for your why. But only you can answer any of that, because there will come a day when you will have to answer that if you're more than just a 3 mile a day runner, or recreational runner, I should say. Let's say a recreational runner is someone who doesn't do any races, who doesn't do more than 3 miles and just does it for fun. If you're more than that kind of a runner, you're going to have to answer your why. It may not be for a long time. It may not come up for a while. And you may be one of those lucky runners that it never comes up and you're good to go. Or you may be someone who's a little bit less fortunate, and it does come up. Count me as those less fortunate runners. It's come up a bunch of times. You may be out on your training run, let's say an 18-mile run for your marathon, and you're finishing mile 15, and then all of a sudden, you don't think you can make the last 3 miles. So do you quit? Do you tell yourself, that's enough, I'm done, I'm going to go get breakfast and coffee and call my friends and let's see if we can go out to brunch? Or do you look to your why to keep you going that last 3 miles because you really need that 18 miles? Well, your why is going to keep you going for that last bit. If you don't have a strong enough reason to be out there, you may not finish your training run. And that's the truth. That's the honest truth. You got to look deep inside of yourself. You have to push yourself if you need it. Now, there may be times when, okay, you are maybe have nursing an injury, or you're not feeling well, or something of that nature, and then it's perfectly fine to stop. Life happens. I mean, things get in the way, and we have to deal with those things. You can also define your why as your purpose. Purpose is a long-term intention to make a difference in the world, or at least in your world. You don't have to think of the whole world, just your world, because you matter. You can see it as making a difference in the world around you, or more if you want to do something for the big picture world, that's fine. But you can do something for you, because nothing matters more than yourself in running. If you do it for yourself, then that matters. That matters just as much as anything else. This running thing you're doing for yourself, really. I mean, you can say, I'm out here for my kids. I'm out here for my brother because he can't do it. That's fine. But you're also out there for yourself because you do matter. And that's super important. Just remember that. I cringe when I see others in running who make it seem like you can't do things for ourselves. We have to do it for a bigger reason or cause. And that's not true. You can do anything in running for yourself. Do this for you. After all, if we don't do this for ourselves, who else will? So you can do this for someone else, but also do this to help yourself. Now, let me ask one other question. Are you passionate about running? Maybe you answer, sure I am, but are you really? When you talk about running, do you get excited about it? Really excited? Are you nearly jumping for joy at the thought of your next run? I know we're not always going to be that excited about running. I mean, sometimes we're going to wake up at that early hour and go, oh, geez, do I really have to get up and run this morning? Can't I just sleep in and I'll just do it after work? And of course, something comes up and you can't run. So there goes your training run for that day. It's gone. Yeah, these things happen. But the why that you have will keep that inner fire, that passion for running, burning. It will keep those coals hot deep down inside you, even when on the outside, we have no desire to go out in that pouring rain to run the miles we must. And if we don't want to run in that pouring rain and we have access to a treadmill, it will get us going to that treadmill to run those miles. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the treadmill, but I hit the treadmill if I need to. I actually started to enjoy the treadmill last year. Well, enjoy is a strong word, but I will use the treadmill and get it done. And it's not terrible. Let's put it that way. It is not terrible. So I can get my miles done at the treadmill on the gym if I need to after work, because I do that most Thursdays. Most Thursdays I go after work. I get off work at 8, so I'll get to the gym at like 8:20 and I'll do like 2 or 3 miles there at the gym, and then I'll walk home from there because it's too dark and too late at night in San Francisco to run. It didn't used to be this way, but now it's not safe, so I do it at the gym. You can start out with the why, and that why may get you through your first few races, and it may even help you through your first marathon. But after that, you may think to yourself, okay, I've done what I set out to accomplish. Now what? Like, you may have a why that says, okay, I'm going to run this marathon to help this cause. But then after that, it's like, okay, I helped this cause. Now what do I do? Then you have to establish a why that's going to keep you going for the rest of your life. Is that why that you first started out to running, is that going to keep you going for the next 30, 40, 50, 60 years? Is it really? That's what I'm talking about. It has to be a strong enough why to keep you going. And you can change. Like I said, you can change your why over the years. I think I'm going to have to change my why, because my why, because it makes me feel free, isn't working right now. So I'm going to have to change mine. So you could always change yours. Life is about change, and your why in running can change as well. We can be flexible as far as this way. Physically, I don't know, but we can be flexible in our why. Once you understand why you're running, why you're out there all those times, it becomes easier. Well, mentally, it becomes easier. Those runs don't necessarily become easier physically, but it gets easier to walk out that door, and that's 90% of the battle. Mentally, it becomes a little easier to get out there when the going gets tough. And sometimes we lose our why. I mentioned that earlier with my own why, that used to make me feel free. That was my why. Sorry about that beeping in the background. They're doing street work, so I can't really help it. And after feeling helpless on a trail run, sitting on that trail, not being able to get up on my own power, running hasn't made me feel free, or at least not lately. I'm back running. So why do I keep running? My why, I'm not sure yet, so I'm going to have to figure it out. I'm looking for my why. I love running. I love the act of running. When everything clicks, when things are good, when I'm feeling great, I love it. Maybe that's my why. I don't know yet. I want to get back to the intense love that I have of it. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I'm going to have to figure it out. And maybe finding your way when you first get out the door doesn't have to be the big why. When you start, you don't need a big why, but you should have one as you go on getting experience. As you're running, if you've been running for a long time and you don't have a why, you should have a why. That's what I'm trying to say. One way to motivate yourself during a run, if you find yourself not wanting to continue, is to start looking around at all the beautiful things you see. And this is if you don't have a reason to keep going, or if your reason to keep going isn't working for you. Now, say you're on a technical trail. Don't take too much of your focus away. Stop. You can even stop and look at things and take pictures. I'm a big believer in taking pictures on training runs. Think of all the ways this run is helping you as well. Take walk breaks if that works better. Now, if you don't have a big why, think of the little ways that running is helping you. You meet people, you see nature, you travel, get good exercise, it leads you to a healthy life. These may be ways that you can establish your why as well. Now, I'm going to do this small exercise. I keep a journal of my runs. I have for years. I have these notepads full of my runs, and I put down the mileage, the date, where I ran, some little explanation of the run. But what I'm going to do now, starting with today's run, is I'm going to jot down one positive descriptive word. Even if the run wasn't a good run, I'm going to put down a positive word. And then I'm going to look at it after a few weeks and figure out what my why is after this. And I think that's going to be a good way for me to establish my why. I hope anyway. I hope after a few weeks I'm going to figure out what my why is, because I don't know what it is now. I feel kind of lost, but I know I'm going to find myself again. Now, if you're having trouble finding your why in running and you want some help to get the passion back in your running, here are some ways to revive it. Watch some running videos on YouTube. That always inspires me. There's some great documentaries. There's some ways that you can get back into it. Sign up for a race you've always wanted to do a few months in the future. Maybe it's a distance you've never done, and maybe it's a little far away and you can plan a vacation around it or plan a few days around it. That's always a good thing to look forward to. Get a running coach. Yes, running coaches are very expensive if you can afford it. If not, add in some running workouts into your running routine. Maybe add in some a speed workout a week, hill repeats, things like that. Try to do that into your own running schedule. Buy a new running outfit. Buying running outfits is always a positive thing and can make you feel good. Find a running group to join, and if you can't find one, make one of your own and get people to join you on runs. Read a running book. There are some excellent running books out there. I'm going to do a future episode on my favorite running books and talk about what my favorite ones are. And set long-term and short-term goals. They don't have to be race goals. They can be time goals if you want to get a new PR or if you want to get a new distance or if you want to go to different trails and what your goals are in that. And don't always run in the same place. Find new places to run. Find new things. Try to do new elevations. Try to go to different places to train. Things like that. Now, finally, on those days when you're having real trouble getting out the door, practice gratitude. Remind yourself that you are fortunate enough to have a healthy and strong body that is able to run. This is really helpful for me because, remember, there are people out there who would love to be able to run but are unable to do so. This helps me. I think back of all those times where I couldn't run, where I couldn't do anything at all, where it was just hard walking the block. And embrace your health and physical well-being. This is such a help. Now, if you've lost your passion for running at all, you just don't want to do it at all, there's no harm in taking some time off and trying a different sport for a while. Maintaining activity is important. Hike or walk briskly, or try cycling, or get to a pool and do some laps. Or try another sport entirely. Hiking, cycling, swimming is another sport. But do join a soccer team or what's that? Pickleball. You can do pickleball. There's tons of them. Whatever. Do something like that. But try to be active. There are lots and lots of sports to try. There are lots and lots of things to do. You can do that. But try not to stay away from running too long. Take a couple weeks off, maybe a month off or so, and try to get back to it and see if you have some passion for it once more. And it is difficult. It's hard to keep that intensity, that passion going, but see if you can establish your why again, and maybe it'll be stronger this time around. sooner or later, if you stick with it, you'll find your why. And I know I will too. Maybe it'll be a different why this time around. But I'll tell you about it in a future episode, or I'll write about it in the blog. I have a very dear friend who is a great inspiration for me. He doesn't have a lot in this world, but he's an extremely intelligent, upbeat person, and he's very zen. I really like him. He always says that no matter where you are in this world, no matter how far down you are, there's always something to be grateful for. So I'm grateful now that I can run. I'm grateful that I can start over. I'm grateful that my arm and shoulder is getting better. And I'm grateful that I can get out there and run again. And that's really, really important. Be grateful for the little things, even if you don't have a why, even if it seems like a chore to get out there and run. Be grateful that you can run. That's pretty important, I think. And that's a good reason to keep going. That, yeah, maybe you might be tired of it. Maybe just do some hiking. Maybe include that in with your running and take it easy. Don't push yourself too hard. Just be grateful that you can. And that is it for today. The website is MarthaRunsTheWorld.com. My email address, if you want to email me, is MarthaRunsTheWorld@gmail.com. And let's tie up our shoelaces and go for a run.